The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. I will not yell she's dead during roll call. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then as everyone gathers at the sofa, they're caught in a net. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. Lance Murdoch leaps over a line of burning buses on his motorcycle, crashing into a wall on the other side.
Hey Lance Murdoch, you just jumped 16 blazing school buses. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to Duff Gardens.
Duff Gardens, home of the whiplash.
To be completed in 1994.
He drops off the edge of the half-built roller coaster.
And the washing machine.
Wow.
See the happiest fish in the world at our fabulous beer aquarium.
The fish is swimming in beer, looking hungover.
Bart, warm up your car. We're going to Duff Gardens.
Yay!
Now, what do we say when we get to the ticket booth?
We're under six.
And I'm a college student.
Kids, I have some bad news. Your great-aunt Gladys has passed on.
Gladys. About yay high, blue hair, big dent in her forehead?
No, honey. Gladys looked more like your Aunt Patty.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
The funeral's in Little Neck Falls. Looks like we'll have to go to Duff Gardens another time.
We understand.
No, he's complaining about something you can't change.
But I want to go to Duff Gardens right now.
Oh, Homer, quit pouting.
I'm not pouting. I'm mourning. Stupid dead woman.
On top of spaghetti, I'll cover with cheese. I lost my poor meatball.
If you don't mind, we're on our way to a funeral.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Which old witch?
The wicked witch.
Homer.
He stops for Patty and Selma.
Patty, Selma, I'm sorry.
He's hugging us. What do we do?
Just close your eyes and think of MacGyver.
Hey, Homer, this luggage is crushing me.
Hey, you don't hear Lisa complaining.
In the car.
I can't believe Auntie Gladys is really gone. Her legend will live forever.
Yeah, the legend of the dog-faced woman. Legend of the dog-faced woman. Oh, that's good.
Homer, that's very rude of you.
What? Don't!
Can we please stop somewhere? My butt's asleep.
At the buzzing sign diner. Everyone's tucking in while Homer's doing a kid's puzzle on an activity sheet.
All right, I'm almost there. Oh!
Another placemat, sir?
Please.
While we're waiting for our pie, let's take a minute to remember Great Aunt Gladys.
She remembers Gladys looking on as her and her sisters leap into a lake and play.
Wait a minute, that was Prince of Tides.
5, 6, 7, 8.
What are you kids playing?
Counting game.
Well, that's nice.
9, 10.
He was a good man. He was a kind man. He gave to his community and asked little in return. He never... That's a woman? Dear Lord. Well, I guess most of what I said can be salvaged.
Take a seat, Bozo. And that eulogy better not show up on the bill. I'll keep this short. Gladys lived alone, died alone. I guess you could say she was a role model for Selma and me. She wasn't a rich woman, but she was rich in spirit.
Forgot my hat.
Bart lifts Gladys's arm and drops it again as she lies in the open coffin.
Don't hassle the dead, boy. They have eerie powers. I thought this thing was going to be catered. Boy, am I hungry. I mean, I'm really, really hungry. It's just not fair, damn it!
Goodbye, Great Aunt Gladys. I wish I'd made more of an effort to get to know you these last few years.
Don't worry about it.
I'm Lionel Hutz, executor of Ms. Bouvier's estate. She left a video will, so I earned my fee simply by pressing this play button. Pretty sweet, eh?
I would like to start by reading a passage from Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And... Homer?
All in favor of skipping the poem? Thank you.
And that has made all the difference. Now, let's get down to business.
To my executor, Lionel Hutz, I leave $50,000.
Mr. Hutz?
You'd be surprised how often that works. You really would.
To Marge, I leave my collection of potato chips that resemble celebrities. They're all here. Otto von Bismarck, Maurice Chevalier, right up to Jay Leno. These chips were my children, Marjorie. Take special care of them.
Homer's been eating them.
Uh-oh.
To my sister Jackie, I leave my pet iguana, Jub Jub.
Why didn't you just leave me the bowel obstruction that killed her?
To my dear childless nieces, Patty and Selma, I leave my grandfather Clock and these words. Don't die lonely like me. Raise a family. And do it now! 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 Now!
Hey, a grandfather Clock. Not bad.
Now they're all driving home with the grandfather clock sticking out of the back of the car.
Aunt Gladys was right. There's something missing in our lives. Don't worry. We'll get that barking dog record tomorrow. Patty, I want a baby.
Maggie overhears and tries to open the car door to get out.
What do I do here?
Just tell us about yourself.
Well, I want to have a baby before it's too late. You're looking at a free lunch, boys. Come and get it.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Ugh, back to the lock with ye, Nessie.
One drop of this love potion, and you will have any man you desire.
Really? What are the magical ingredients?
Mostly corn syrup, a little rubbing alcohol. You'll be lucky if it doesn't make your hair fall out, actually.
Truth serum. Ugh.
Paper or plastic?
You decide. So, wearing a belt, are you?
Yep.
No suspenders for you.
I guess not.
Orange is really your color.
They make us wear this.
Shall we continue this conversation over dinner?
I'm not allowed to date customers. It's store policy.
No, it isn't.
Shut up, Arnold.
No, go for it, man.
R-Q-J question mark smiley face.
Next. Wait a minute. It says here you're single.
Did I do wrong? Cold biscuits, chicken, yellow, mailman.
You're reading the wine list, sir.
Very good. I don't know how to thank you for dinner.
Use your imagination.
As he puckers up, Selma imagines herself as the mother of four little children who look just like Molman, wearing thick glasses and bumping into each other.
Get out of my car!
This isn't my house.
Come to Duff Gardens, where roaming gangs aren't a big problem anymore. Now featuring the clean-shaven sounds of Hooray for Everything!
Hey, kids! Take a walk on the wild side!
And all the races sing
do-do-do, shoo-be-doo-be-doo, do-do-do, shoo-be-doo-be-doo, yeah!
Can we go to Duff Gardens this weekend?
Sure, unless another ant dies.
Selma, your date's over already?
Yeah, I was so depressed, I ate a jar of expired olives. I guess I'll never have a baby.
Aunt Selma, this may be presumptuous, but have you ever considered artificial insemination?
Boy, I don't know. You gotta be pretty desperate to make it with a robot. I knew that.
How do I know I'm getting quality?
Don't worry. Our donors have to pass a rigorous screening process.
All done!
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. What a beautiful little girl!
A 101 frozen pops. A Nobel Prize winner. An NBA All-Star. Ooh, one of the sweat hogs.
I checked. It's not Horseshack.
Are you sure you want to have a baby this way?
Yeah. You've had some pretty bad experiences ordering out of catalogs. Remember that mail order husband?
She answers the door to a cardboard cutout.
Ooh, you look just like your picture. Sorry, my mind's made up. I want to have a kid, and this is the only way I can do it. Why do you want to have a baby so bad? I got a lot of love to give. And right now, my only outlet is my ham radio.
Are you sure you've thought this through? A child can really change your life.
You'll have to give up smoking. I'll chew. No man will want you. All I got now is sperm in a cup.
Come on, oh, great. Dad's dead. Have you been eating that sandwich again?
Sandwich.
Jeez, we hardly made a dent in that 10-foot hoagie.
Oh, give it a good hope.
You've been eating that thing for a week. I think the mayonnaise is starting to turn.
Two more feet and I can fit it in the fridge.
Homer, I found this behind the radiator. I really think you should throw it away.
Suggestion noted. Marge, I'd like to be alone with the sandwich for a moment.
Are you going to eat it?
Yes.
Oh. You look terrible.
I don't care. I'm going to Duff Gardens.
He falls flat on his face and crawls out of the bedroom.
So cold.
Your lips are turning blue. I think you better stay home.
No! Duff Gardens! Hurrah!
We really appreciate you taking the children on such short notice.
We'll have fun, won't we, kids?
To get to Duff Gardens, I'd ride with Satan himself.
That's the spirit. See you tonight.
Goodbye, Dad. Don't eat any solids.
But I love solids.
Won't be any fun without you, Dad.
Yay!
This is all your fault! How can I stay mad at you?
There it is!
The Duff Pyramid.
Pyramid contains so much aluminum it would take 5 men to lift it. 22 immigrant laborers died during its construction.
Ah, plenty more where that came from.
They walk through the turnstile.
Look, it's the 7 Duffs!
There's Tipsy, and there's Queasy.
There's Surly, and Remorseful.
Hey, take a picture, it'll last longer. Get out of here.
The Beer Hall of Presidents.
47 years ago, we took the finest hops and barley to brew a refreshing, full-bodied lager. Well, I'm Rappin' AB, and I'm here to say if you want to drink beer, Duff's the only way. I said the only way. Breakdown!
This is a disgrace.
Settle down. Anything this bad has to be educational.
Bart!
Let's see if they wore underwear back then. Yeah!
Do you feel any better?
No. What are the odds of getting sick on a Saturday? 1,000 to 1.
Well, to cheer you up, I rented a couple of videos. Boxing's Greatest Weigh-Ins and Yentl.
Yentl? What's that?
It deals with a bookish young woman's efforts to enter rabbinical school.
Sounds great!
Oh, my God, you're delirious.
A souvenir shop.
Beer goggles. See the world through the eyes of a drunk. Wow!
You're charming the pants off of me.
What did you say, Aunt Selma?
I said take off those damn glasses. Oh, this looks like fun. A bench. Kids, what do you say you go get your Aunt Selma's beer smoothie?
No, come on, Aunt Selma, we gotta go. We have stuff to do. Come on, let's have fun.
Hey, man, if the line's this long, it's gotta be good.
Complaints.
Get bent.
What's going on here? Oh, Yentl. I might have known.
That Yentl puts the she in yeshiva.
Well, you've cooled down.
That's what you think.
You know, I rented another tape in case you felt better.
The Erotic Adventures of Hercules.
With Norman Fowler, Zeus.
Woohoo!
A beer for me.
A boat ride attraction.
I'll have a duck, you have one too. Duck beer for me, duck beer for you. I'll have a duck, you have one too. Duck beer for me, duck beer for you.
I want to get off.
You can't get off. We have 5 more continents to visit.
Hey, Elise, I dare you to drink the water.
I'm not sure that is water.
Chicken. Quit it, Bart. Quit it!
Bart, be quiet. Lisa, drink the water.
She starts hallucinating.
They're all around me. No way out. No way out, I tell you.
What's wrong? You just put your head right here.
Lisa comes out of the emergency exit still looking wild, followed by Bart.
Bart! Lisa!
Lisa joins in with a nighttime parade of floats.
Mitch, you're doing a bang-up job.
Thank you, sir.
Bart's faked his height to get on a roller coaster ride.
Whoa, that didn't go.
Stop the ride!
I'll have to ask my supervisor.
Better stop it.
Bart's hanging from the roller coaster.
Can't you do something?
Hey, Surly only looks out for one guy. Surly.
Sorry, Surly.
Shut up.
Don't blame these kids. It's not their fault. I think their father is missing a chromosome.
Miss Bouvier, while we were rescuing this boy, hoodlums made off with 3 bumper cars.
They're racing off down the road in them.
And I don't think George Washington will ever be the same.
We found this one swimming naked in the fermentarium.
I am the lizard queen!
Give her this, and this, and then these.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
Come to Homercles.
I can't. The beans will burn.
Homercles cares not for beans. Hi, kids. How is Duff Gardens?
Can't talk. Coming down.
Oh. How do you do it, Homer?
You take an ordinary bedsheet, fold it around like this.
No. I mean raising kids. I just couldn't cut it today. All I wanted was a little version of me that I could hold in my arms. Oh, Jub-Jub. When I went to pick him up, Mom was trying to stab him with a hat pin. Shh. You make me feel... You make me feel like a natural woman.
Oh, baby, what you've done to me, what you've done to me. You make me feel so good inside, good inside. And I just want to be close to you. You make me feel so alive, 'cause you. Sure.